my husband and I. So my questions are, to you, the Oakmont people, we're here telling you basically that this lot's not buildable because now there's no septic system that can be put in because it needs some type of pump that this gentleman said. So why would they build these lots? Why would they sell these lots if the lots right there on the, are not buildable? And the other question is, if y'all been out there, if anybody's been out there, this piece of property across the street from this plaza is surrounded by other empty lots. Oakmont owns right back behind there, more empty lots. Everybody's always trying to sell empty lots. What for? To build on. So something has to be done with this these properties. I think that she's wanting to do like a home-based business type of thing. She said there's not going to be parking, there's not going to be a parking lot, so I don't think there's going to be a lot of light pollution. That's what she said in her proposal. But my question is, if Oakmont to you all is what if this community sold you all property and now they're telling you it's not buildable, you can't put a septic on it, you can't build anything on it because the lot's too small. This is two lots, by the way. It's 50 and 51 or something. I have it here in front of me. So how is it that that was built, was sold, but it's not buildable? To put a sign on it, to put a storage shed, you'd have to get approval for a storage shed. To put, you know, there, it says in the Oakmont rules and regulations that something has to be built on the properties that are sold. So we need some help here. We need somebody to help us allow something to be built on that property. And this, I think this might work because it's straight across from commercial. How many people are going to want to build a house straight across from this plaza? Not very many. There's a big, huge gravel parking lot right across the street. She doesn't even want to put a parking lot in front. She wants to build some little log cabin type and live above her business. So we need some type of help of getting this worked out because we happen to own it. We've owned it for a long time. We cannot find somebody that wants to build on it. So let's see, I had some other questions. If y'all would look at the map, the people that are saying that they live back over here, and if you look at the zoning, this is the lot. This is the lot. These people live over here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lots between us and those people. 5 Oakmont lots. I'm sorry this lady sees the lights and sees the parking lot over here, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to see Carrie's, because Carrie's going to build something that she wants to live in, basically. So I guess what my question is, what can we do to help to fix this? Do we have a lot that's not buildable now, according to Oakmont, because we can't put a septic in there? How did that happen? How did we get sold out that we can't put a septic in there? My next question is, the house, nobody wants to build a house there because it's right across from commercial. This gentleman here hasn't owned that very long, and he's slowly been adding to it. So I'm thinking perhaps he's going to be coming in and standing before you all soon and saying, I want to put some commercial there. Because he's slowly bought. Because that's what 86 is, it's commercial on the front. Any
other
questions, Sean?
That lot is not part of that subdivision.
Yeah, we never paid dues. We never had any Oakmont restrictions. We never had dues.
Ma'am, I need you to wrap it up. I gave you an opportunity to speak, but it's over the 4-minute area. So
thank you.
Just quickly, it's not up to us to determine
how
a property could be used and
there.
All that, but we would depend on the the county officials that oversee the septic side of things. I'm sure there would be something that could be worked out.
Something has to be done, yeah.
In reference to those kind of things, but that's, we're not the body that would take care of that. But I appreciate you taking the time to raise the questions.
Thank you for listening. I just wanted to ask because some of the stuff that was said
didn't make sense to me. And I can address that while we've got everybody here.
Okay.
So if you came in tomorrow for a building permit on that lot, how we'd explain it, Presley, Amber, whoever, you've got these pieces of puzzle you have to fit. You've got your structure, and it's got to have setbacks. You're going to have a well, and you're going to have a septic system. Now, those all have distances from other people's wells, other people's septics, your septic from your well. If you can fit those pieces of the puzzle on one of those lots and the house on the other one of those lots, then you can get a building permit from us. So Oakmont has routinely said in places it probably takes more than one lot, but if you can fit all those pieces of the puzzle together and show us, we would issue a building permit for each one of those lots. Whether it works or not, who knows? You'll have to get a soils evaluation. Mm-hmm. You might be building a one-bedroom cabin versus a 12-bedroom mansion. You know, there's too many factors involved to say you can or cannot build. So,
okay. Yeah. Thank you.
In our view, everything's buildable until you just can't fit those pieces together. And then
until it's
you
not.
Can add to the, yeah. And then the bad thing out there is there are wells. The soils evaluator has to look at the neighboring properties. We've had some that had a well right back in the back corner. And there might have been a system that might work. It might have to be pumped up to the front yard to get away from the neighbor's well that's already dug. So, yeah, there's lots of factors involved.
And these lots were laid out when there was no planning at all. I mean, maximum, they preach as many of them there as they can.
Boy, is that the truth.
Thing, and everybody sitting in here doesn't want Table Rock Lake to turn green, which is why the rules have become what they've become.
Yeah.
And if you're going to build out there, you just need a little more room because we can't have that kind of density.
Yeah, that subdivision today, platted, each lot would have to be 2 acres if that was developed today. The smallest lot would be 2 acres.
Okay.
So, sewer park.
Yeah.
There is generally, though, however, a way. That's 2 Oakmont lots.
It is.
To get sewer and water, especially right where that is right now, there's nothing around you except for the house to the right.
That's what I keep saying.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Whether it's probable is another story.
Okay.
And that's another issue, but you're not completely out in the cold there. I mean, especially if you build first.
Well, that's what we thought, that it was 2 lots and then it would be doable. So
that was always a rule of thumb, by 2 out there.
Yeah.
And there's lots of alternative septic systems you can put in. Like the other gentleman was talking about a drip system or something. There's a lot of that can be done. You can build them, there's lots out there, but you have to, and I'm not, it's, sometimes I'm the comedy relief here, but you can do it. There's no problem. It cannot be
not very often.
$100 bills.
Yeah.
And if you're going to build on some of those lots, it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
I'm Megan McGuire. I live at 768 Lakeview, which is 2 streets down, and I'm also a member of the Oakmont board. And my only question is to direct a little bit more attention and question the access management standards for MoDOT. This is Highway 86. This is a MoDOT highway. And so Carrie brought up some issues that she maybe had contacted MoDOT and gotten some information from them, but I truly question whether or not, based upon all the ingress and egress through that area, whether a commercial entity will be able to meet the access management standards of MoDOT. So I think that's obviously something that will have to be further evaluated. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is that everyone? You ready to come back up?
Me?
Yep.
Sure. First off, I think the opposition is great because if I'm going to live in an area, I want somebody who's prideful in their surroundings because that's the way that I live in my surroundings. So I think there's no hard feelings for opposition at all. I just want to address a little bit. One of my contingencies to purchase the property is a perk test. So that's
ma'am,
that's
you
of
just
my concern.
Need, oh,
sorry.
Need to
that's
that.
Of my concern. I'm sorry. I'm a I gab. Yeah. But that's one of my contingencies, because I've got to make sure that it passes a perk. I don't want to be out thousands of dollars, because we have to do some kind of alternative source. It's got to make sense to me dollar-wise, too. One of the addresses was parking lot lights. Yes, I will have some parking, not a parking lot. I do not want to mow down the trees and build a parking lot. That's not much more than a driveway. I'm not a bar. I'm not a restaurant. I won't have nighttime traffic and visitors. Lighting will be no more than a residential to address that. The next, I heard about deliveries. My deliveries are no more than probably most of you here. I'm not an Amazon buyer, but most of you guys are probably, and you probably get deliveries daily. I don't even get deliveries dailies. And when they do come, they're UPS or FedEx. They're not semi-trucks. They're no more than a residential delivery. Traffic, I pointed out there are a couple of times a year where I do have more traffic. And I have ladies that have come as far as North Carolina to West Plains to my shows because I specialize in what I specialize in. So I bring... My business relies on so many ladies from out of state, and I take pride in that they come and they travel and they come to West Plains to see me, you know. So I just think if they had a place like Branson to come to, I feel like I could get a bigger draw, and I feel like that I could expand, you know, my little handful of ladies that I work with on a daily basis. But I think as far as the environment and the nature, I don't want to change it any more than I have to, other than it needs to be cleaned up. It's got all the, you know, the underbrush and all of that, but I'd like to leave as much nature as possible because I think that's just what I'd like because it'd be my home too. But if we got to that point and then we, but that's, I think I addressed most of those, but I would like to point out too, you know, I know some of the opposition was on Oakmont Drive. I don't know. Maybe they see the back of it in the winter, maybe. But for the most part, they're going to turn right before they ever even pass it. They don't see the commercial across the street. I mean, they turn, they're going home. More than likely, they're coming from Branson, and they're going to turn right onto Oakmont. They're not going on past that piece of property. But I have walked out onto it. I believe that it's 0.6 acres. So in my mind, they build houses smaller than that, so it's very flat across the front. The very back part of the property does start to slope, but for me wanting to build a basement, I think the slope would be beneficial to me. But
so any other questions?
So did you say that you had talked to MoDOT?
I have talked to MoDOT.
So they did agree to have a single access with
they the would home? if the owner of the property just right before you get to it, we've spoke to him too. We've not spoke to him about changing the driveway, but we have talked to him about the shared driveway there. MoDOT, we talked to MoDOT about possibly if we could do because it's a shared. I think it's every 800 feet for a driveway. I could be incorrect on that, but I think it's every 800 feet. So to close this off and to have one entry, so you don't have an entry and then another entry and another entry, it would just be one point of entry onto the highway. Plus, it gives them there's a curb right about here. So I think it just gives a better line of sight if the driveway were to be moved. But that's not a deal breaker for me. If that was something that the neighbors just didn't want, then that's not a deal breaker for me. But I would prefer it to be that way. And MoDOT they were for that. They actually preferred that.
Have you talked to the people that live in the home next door?
Yes. Yes, we have.
And they're supportive?
To my knowledge, they are. They were very nice. We